to recommendation 3.10. Quote, recommend provision of sexual and reproductive health services, including contraceptive services, for adolescents without mandatory parental and guardian authorization/notification, in order to meet the educational and service needs of adolescents. End of quote. In many countries, service providers ask for authorization from the spouse, usually the husband, for providing family planning services. This requirement may be found in the laws or regulations of ministries of health/family planning or in the health facility guidelines. Note reference 95. At times, even after the laws and regulations have changed, health providers may continue the practice because of their own beliefs that a woman's reproductive choices have to be approved by her husband. Sidebar. Checklist 11. 11.1. Do the contraceptive/SRH program guidelines uphold the need for gender-sensitive service delivery? If yes, do they set out norms for the same? 11.2. Do the contraceptive/SRH program guidelines highlight the specific needs of clients experiencing intimate partner violence? If yes, do they set out norms for the counseling and service delivery for such clients? 11.3. Are providers trained for gender-sensitive service provision? Does this include training for gender-sensitive counseling for contraception? Does gender training for RH service providers include training to address the specific needs of women experiencing reproductive coercion or other forms of intimate partner violence? Are contraceptive services made available as part of services for gender-based violence where such a service exists? 11.4. Are health facilities equipped with the personnel, physical space for counseling and educational materials appropriate for different levels of literacy and cultural diversity? 11.5. Do health facilities provide an enabling environment for disclosure and discussion by clients experiencing intimate partner violence and/or reproductive coercion? For example, posters in public spaces such as waiting rooms, examination rooms, hallways, referrals to domestic violence services, screening for reproductive coercion or intimate partner violence is standard procedure prior to discussion of reproductive intentions and contraceptive options. End of sidebar. The practice of requiring women to obtain their husband's authorization in order to obtain contraceptive methods would be especially damaging to women experiencing forms of intimate partner violence that include birth control sabotage and/or pregnancy coercion, which include not allowing a woman to use contraception or actively sabotaging her use of contraception. Note reference 96. Spousal authorization requirements are usually applied exclusively to women and as such, represent the violation of women's right to equality and non-discrimination. International human rights treaty bodies such as the CEDAW Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women have expressed concern over laws that mandate authorization by the husband for the wife to obtain contraceptive methods such as sterilization, and recommended the removal of such restrictions. Note reference 97. Page 31. Third-party authorization is often mandatory for adolescents below 18 years who seek contraceptive services. Research studies show that making parental consent mandatory for providing contraceptive services to adolescents discourages contraceptive use, without necessarily altering adolescent sexual behavior. The consequence is an increase in the number of unwanted pregnancies. Note reference 98. Contraceptive services, while encouraging adolescents to inform their parents, should not make parental involvement a precondition. For example, in the UK, any competent young person can consent to medical treatment. Young people over 16 years of age are presumed to be competent to give consent to medical treatment unless otherwise demonstrated. For young people under the age of 16 years, however, competence to consent is assessed. In addition, for contraceptive advice and provision, health providers are advised to use checklists such as Fraser Guidelines Box 5. Note reference 99. Note reference 100. The Convention on the Rights of the Child (CRC) explicitly recommends that states' parties make available and accessible appropriate SRH services, keeping in mind adolescents' best interests and taking into account the evolving capacities. Note reference 102. Of adolescents to exercise autonomy and participate in decisions. Note reference 103. Note reference 104. Note reference 105. Note reference 106.